Hello, my name is Kayla Baptiste, and you're listening to The Beginner's Guide to Race, The Discussion. Topic 7, White Fragility and the Conclusion. I am not going to discuss white fragility here in detail for reasons that I will not disclose. However, I strongly suggest that those who are not persons of color check out the book White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism, a 2018 book written by Robin DiAngelo about race relations in the United States. I can empathize with a white person's discomfort in the discussion of race. However, such discussions are essential in creating open-minded and empathetic communities that value equality. So please, don't run. Recognize any internalized guilt that you may have for any reason and get ready to be better. Acknowledging we are prejudiced is the first way to changing the way we think. Now, to conclude this podcast series and the pamphlet, I included some of my favorite quotes from Jane Elliott, a American diversity educator who became famous for her blue eyes, brown eyes exercise. Now noted, she is white, and she has taken the step to acknowledging any prejudice that she may have had unintentionally and becoming better. Her now famous blue eye, brown eyes exercise labels participants as inferior or superior based solely upon the color of their eyes and exposes them to the experience of being a minority. We learn to be racist. Therefore, we can learn not to be racist. Racism is not genetical. It has everything to do with power. When you say to a person of color, "When I see you, I don't see you black. I just see everybody the same." Think about that. You don't have the right to say to a person, "I do not see you as you are. I want to see you as I would be more comfortable seeing you." We don't need a melting pot in this country, folks. We need a salad bowl. In a salad bowl, you put in different things. You want the vegetables, the lettuce, the cucumbers, the onions, the green peppers to maintain their identity. You appreciate the differences. Remember, racism exists everywhere, and it does not just happen to black people. However, as I am a black person, I centered this pamphlet mainly on ideologies and prejudice from the black community. However, I am well aware that racial disparities are extremely prevalent in other minority populations, such as the Asian community or the Native American communities. I feel that I could speak wisely on a topic that I have experience with firsthand. But by all means, please take the time to read up on other cultures, learn about their struggles, and how you can be better support for them.
This has been Kayla Baptiste. Thank you for listening.